Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that after 128 consecutive days of chaos, the movement that once paralyzed American cities is now collapsing under the weight of its own pathetic contradictions? While the legacy media is doing everything they absolutely can to convince their dwindling audiences that there's nothing to see here in Portland, the mass arrests of multiple Antifa operatives represent something far more significant than isolated incidents. It's the systematic dismantling of a domestic terror network that is ultimately consuming itself. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how President Trump's crackdown in Portland is a blueprint for destroying the American left as a whole all across the nation, such that what's happening in Portland promises to be just the beginning. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We are now officially in the F around and find out stage in the Portland riots. In just the last week, federal authorities have dramatically escalated their enforcement operations against anti-ICE protesters, deploying Homeland Security and U.S. Border Patrol agents in tactical gear to conduct mass arrests and crowd control operations outside of ICE facilities. Federal officers have made over 150 arrests in just the last several days, including 17 arrests this past Saturday alone, for charges ranging from trespassing to assaulting law enforcement officers. The crackdown intensified dramatically on Sunday evening, with federal agents firing tear gas, flashbang grenades, and pepper balls at crowds outside the ICE detention facility, arresting multiple protesters. Now, of course, the radical left is doing absolutely everything they possibly can to try to thwart the inevitable here. A federal judge has attempted to block the Trump administration from deploying the National Guard into Portland. Now, laughably, the Trump administration exploited a loophole in the decision, which prevented explicitly Oregon National Guard troops from being deployed. The order said nothing about deploying Texas National Guard troops, and that's exactly what the Trump administration is doing. Now, of course, this is going to be overturned, and that's how the Trump administration is approaching this. This judicial dictate is nothing more than a pathetic irritant that's powerless ultimately in stopping the President of the United States from fulfilling his law enforcement responsibilities. Again, you'll note here that these radical leftist activists disguised as judges, they're nowhere to be found whenever Antifa unlawfully blocks entire streets or when the southern border is left completely wide open so as to allow tens of millions of illegal migrants to invade the country. They're not about the rule of law. They're about the rule of liberals. And if anything helps the left attain more power, these judges are all for it. If anything threatens that power, these activist judges will rule to stop it. It's really that simple. And it's frankly all too little too late. It's all too little too late, particularly for the faltering freefall of Antifa. What we're beginning to see in Portland is a far-left movement in the midst of its own death throes. There are a number of studies that document how social movements collapse, and they collapse when they simultaneously face external repression along with internal fragmentation. That's what you're looking for in terms of the death of a movement. External repression combined with internal fragmentation, and Antifa is experiencing both of these in real time. Here's an example of Antifa thugs now increasingly turning on each other as the Trump administration cracks down on their antics, all as patriots begin showing up at their riots. Check this out.
Brain, before you give this guy more clickbait and make him more money, before you give him more money clickbait by raising your voice. Go
hey.
And fuck
hey.
Government.
Y'all come.
Come on.
Oh,
speaking
of raising your voice.
Hey, can we keep our comments?
Telling you.
Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I am not one, dog. I am not the one. You understand me?
Peaceful. Now let these guys get
Spider-Man has not been peaceful.
Not the one. Take your egg out over there.
Oh, come on.
Now, you notice that that Antifa thug, his concern was that conservative social media influencers were beginning to dominate the narrative, right? They're getting viral views here. That's exactly what's happening. Antifa is shocked to be witnessing more and more scenes just like this one.
All right, you got a group of patriots here cheering on for these ICE officers, mixed in with the activists.
So as you can see there, Antifa isn't just battling ICE agents or Homeland Security agents or the National Guard. Their pathetic screeching chants are now competing with patriots chanting out, USA! USA! And they're melting. Antifa is objectively melting down over all of this. They're simply not prepared for such a national response precisely because they've been so coddled by the ultra-leftist regime in Oregon and Portland. And you can literally see that pathetic coddling in their physical appearances. Let's just say Antifa thugs are not particularly in shape, to say the least. But, you know, if we're honest, well, frankly, if I'm honest, you know, I too fell victim to the same system that's ravaged the bodies of these left-wing lunatics. Yeah, if you can believe it, that was me, your patron professor. A lot more of me for sure to see. I think we all know that our health system is broken. You know, they push pills, they push injections, they push quick fixes that make big pharma rich but leave us sick, dependent, often hopeless. They tell you to eat less and exercise more, and when that doesn't work, they turn around and they blame you. Meanwhile, your metabolism gets wrecked, your energy crashes, and you feel stuck. It's not your fault. It's a byproduct of a broken system. But here's the good news. You can break free just like I did with PhD weight loss. Gang, PhD weight loss helped me lose over 60 pounds. I kid you not. They are absolutely amazing. I was able to come off my cholesterol meds, my blood pressure meds, and I don't snore anymore. How's that? It's true. I sleep better. I feel younger. And I did it without Big Pharma. I did it without any meds. And I did it without any injections and without starving myself. In fact, I rarely ever felt hungry. It was one of the easiest things I've ever done. This is about taking back control of your health, not relying on the broken system, not being a slave to prescriptions for life. At PhD, you'll discover how to work with your body, not against it. This is real, lasting weight loss done the natural way. This is our chance to reclaim our health, to take back control from a system that profits when we stay sick, tired, and overweight. At PhD Weight Loss, you'll learn things like why stress hormones and thyroid issues block fat loss, why cookie-cutter diets fail, and how to finally get a plan tailored to your metabolism, how real food, real support, and their unique metabolic reset system retrains your body to burn fat first, not sugar. And here's the best part. You won't be hungry. You won't crave sugar, and you finally feel in control again. I know I did. So if you're sick of feeling stuck, if you're ready to finally lose the weight, get off the meds, and reclaim your life, gang, I could not recommend PhD weight loss enough. I'm living proof. It works. And only for Dr. Turley listeners, when you call right now and mention my name, Turley, you're going to get 2 extra weeks of the program absolutely free. And then you'll get 15% off when you fully commit. Plus, when you fully commit, you'll get their success guarantee in writing so you can step into this with total confidence. Again, just like I did. Give them a call right now or text them at 864-644-1900 today. That's 864-644-1900, or click on the link below or visit myphdweightloss.com. Don't wait. This is limited to the first 25 callers. Call them now. Mention Turley. Take back your health, your energy, and your freedom. You're going to absolutely love it. Now, at the heart of breaking up Antifa is, of course, the Trump administration's September 22nd executive order officially designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Now, the key to this designation is that it triggers what political scientists call a political opportunity structure collapse. So in other words, under this framework, movements succeed or fail based on their access to resources, to elite allies, and to public legitimacy. And what Trump's terrorist designation in effect does is it systematically eliminates all three. So the order immediately triggered a cascade of federal powers that are designed to systematically dismantle the radical left's operational capacity, including their funding sources, their banks, even their landlords are subject to prosecution if they're found to be helping them out in any way. So official terrorist designations basically turn organizations into a kind of social leper. No one wants to go anywhere near them, and thus they're deprived. They're literally starved of the resources, allies, and public legitimacy they need in order to remain a viable social and political movement. And we're seeing that social implosion play out systematically right before our very eyes. So, for example, what's so fascinating here is that because Antifa does not have a centralized command and control, which legacy media always exploits in order to convince their dwindling audiences that there's no such thing as Antifa, right? So their lack of any clear centralized, you know, organizational leadership was always considered their strength. But now, in the wake of Trump's terrorist designation and the crackdown, their leaderless, decentralized structure is actually preventing any coherent strategic coordination and response. So it's actually contributing to Antifa's downfall as we speak. And then secondly, Caroline Levitt shocked the White House press pool the other day after she revealed that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is actively uncovering who precisely is funding Antifa.
The financial backing of these groups, particularly Antifa, is certainly something the administration is looking into aggressively. And the federal government has never really been mobilized or tasked with doing that. So we're kind of kickstarting that into gear. The FBI is working on it alongside the White House's Homeland Security Task Force. We have our intelligence community looking into this as well. And even the Secretary of Treasury is involved with these matters since they are financial in nature. And we will continue to get to the bottom of who is funding these organizations in this organized anarchy against our country and our government. It's a question the American people have been begging the answer for many years, and we're committed to uncovering it. And when we do, I'm sure you'll be one of the first people to know.
So simply put, the terrorist designation has now severed Antifa's funding networks. And so in the end, this is how you destroy a social and political movement. You interrupt its funding, all the while you arrest its members. So you basically shut down its money and its membership. And the movement inevitably fades away. Without money and members, it inevitably dies as a result of the degradation of its operational capacities. So rather than simply relying solely on force, the Trump administration is systematically eliminating Antifa's membership, all the while forcing resource depletion. And all of that external pressure is designed to accelerate internal fractures. And that's exactly what we saw in the earlier clip. Inevitably, Antifa and the radical left will and are already turning on each other. And so what we're witnessing in Portland provides a template for defeating radical left-wing movements nationwide. Academic research shows that movements facing simultaneous external pressure and internal tension experience what scholars call organizational death spirals, where they inevitably end up falling apart and imploding, ultimately from within. So Trump's combination of legal designations, resource disruption, and tactical pressure are creating the very conditions where Antifa's own structural weaknesses become fatal vulnerabilities, using targeted interventions to accelerate natural organizational decay. And again, we've talked about this in a number of videos, but movements that are facing terminal decline inevitably exhibit specific behaviors like increased radicalization, tactical desperation, and public alienation. And Antifa's displaying all three. The external pressure applied by the Trump administration is causing their internal contradictions to implode. Trump's Portland strategy provides a roadmap for defeating the left all across the nation. Use legal frameworks to eliminate political opportunities, apply sustained pressure to force resource depletion, and then allow the movement's own internal contradictions to accelerate their own collapse. This is the way forward. Antifa's inevitable demise is a blueprint for the permanent end of the American left as we know it. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And of course, make sure to give our good friends over at PhD Weight Loss a call or text them at 864-644-1900. They've been such a blessing in my life, and I know they'll be the same in yours. Give them a call today. I'd love to hear from you. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.